This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, the Bar Association calls for better facilities for attorney and client meetings at police stations. The DLP's vice president calls on the Attorney General to amend the Police Act to ensure better protections for suspects at police stations. The Barbados Workers Union calls on hoteliers to improve working conditions for tourism workers. And Jamaica's health minister sees a need for a national school nutrition policy there. Good morning. I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. The Barbados Bar Association is calling for better facilities for attorney-client meetings at police stations. The appeal comes from convener of the association's Criminal Law Committee, Marty Garnes, who also wants a commission of inquiry into the matter of a cell phone that was found taped under a desk in a police station interrogation room. Mr. Garnes believes the current arrangements at police stations are inadequate for attorneys to properly conduct business.
We deem this investigation a conclusion by the Commissioner of Police in relation to the...
We would encourage the Attorney General and Cabinet, everyone, to look at the police stations across the country. Look at them. For example, Oyston's police station, their interview room is right next to a car park. A normal civilian can literally lean against a window and listen in on your conversations. There's no dedicated room. On one occasion, I had to wait 3 hours because the police were taking a statement in the attorney-client room. So I can't get my work done because it's being used for a different purpose. Of course, there's going to be an expense. But if it is that we want to play indigent in matters like these, what is the point of having a justice system?
Mr. Garnes highlighted the risk attorneys face as a result of inadequate facilities.
Say, for example, police says, well, oh, you're telling your lawyer so-and-so. Client now starts to wonder, is it that my lawyer is leaking information to the police? Now, two things can happen to that attorney. One, you can either have it in a situation whereby the attorney's professional reputation is now being called into question. So that attorney will no longer be able to make a living because you are doing things that are illegal. The second thing is that if you butt a client now that listens to that, hears that, and that client says, well, I am going to take matters in my own hand because my attorney should not be doing that, because now you're putting attorneys at risk.
Convener of the Bar Association's Criminal Law Committee, Marty Garnes. A national mystery. That's how Vice President of the Democratic Labour Party and King's Counsel Michael Lashley is describing the cell phone matter. In an interview with Starcom Network this morning, Mr. Lashley believes the guaranteed right of privacy of the client has been breached.
We deem this investigation a conclusion by the Commissioner of Police in relation to the finding of a cell phone in the interview room with a lawyer and a client as a national mystery. And I believe that there was a fundamental breach of privacy between the lawyer and the suspect. And indeed, we know that the suspect, indeed the lawyer, that there's a guaranteed right of private communication between that lawyer and the suspect while at a police station. We also believe that the rights of suspects in custody must be respected.
He's calling on the Attorney General to amend the Police Act to ensure better protection for suspects.
I hope that as soon as possible, whether it is the acting Attorney General or the Attorney General, that they look seriously at amending the Police Act, placing strict guidelines and procedures for in-custody interrogation of suspects by police. That is fundamental. And secondly, we will recommend the establishment of a duty lawyer scheme where the suspect, who we know suspects are deemed or presumed innocent under the Constitution, a duty lawyer system to further protect the rights of the suspect while in custody.
Vice President of the Democratic Labour Party in King's Counsel, Michael Lashley. The Barbados Workers Union is calling on hoteliers who may be mistreating workers to correct these practices by the start of the winter tourist season. The BWU, as part of its Founders Day celebrations, placed special focus on recognizing tourism workers yesterday, sharing information and small items with them. During a tour of the South and West Coasts, BWU General Secretary Tony Moore raised concern that workers in the industry are being treated unfairly. She explained that the workers will be vital to the country's economic success during the period and should be treated better.
I am anticipating that all the hoteliers who know that they are offending workers and undermining the collective agreement and not doing right by the workers of Barbados, that they will pull up their socks and do what they have to do, because guess what? This country needs the season. This country needs tourism to do well. It helps nobody if that particular sector does not do well. But what good is it that the sector is doing well, but your cousin, your brother, your sister, your neighbor, your friend, your aunt, your uncle who works in the sector not benefiting from it? It can't work.
The union shared specific messages with hotels, and the general secretary explained that the tour bus they were using was even pulled in the process.
But guess what happened? We were on a Beijing bus, and the messages that we were sending out started really taking root and started niggling some people. So things like modern day slavery will not be tolerated, service charges for workers, these kinds of things. Workers deserve meals, tourism workers, this is your season. These kinds of messages started making a few people anxious. They pull our tour.
BWU General Secretary Tony Moore. The Barbados Secondary Teachers Union says a lack of maintenance of several school buildings is now causing environmental issues at a few schools. BSTU President Marianne Redmond says even as schools reopened, the union is still waiting on some of these issues to be addressed.
And these issues we need addressed because persons must work. They have the right to work in a safe and healthy environment. The ministry has indicated on more than one occasion a willingness to address these issues. And I know that in many instances they are actively doing so. However, our concern would be that this is done as quickly and efficiently as possible, because we do not want our members working in unhealthy circumstances.
She said so far environmental issues at the Lawrence T. Gay Primary School and the Mount Tabor Primary in St. John were addressed over the summer. SurePay has launched its upgraded online and new mobile applications as the company celebrates 20 years of service. Speaking during a news briefing to launch the upgraded portal, Director of SurePay Anthony Yearwood said the online portal will make it easier for people living abroad to pay bills and taxes, among other things.
Users can now connect multiple bank accounts, debit and credit cards to their account for more payment options. It doesn't matter where your bank account is with the bank in Barbados, you can connect all of them to your SurePay account, as well as your debit and your credit cards. Previously, you had to have a local bank account to register for SurePay Online. Now, you can do so with any Visa or MasterCard debit or credit card. This makes it easy for persons in the diaspora to pay for services delivered in Barbados or on behalf of their families here at home. Consequently, the enhanced online portal now means that Barbadians working abroad can assist family and friends with online payments, including utilities, tertiary education fees, land taxes, as I mentioned before, just to name a few.
Mr. Yearwood stressed that while government has been encouraging self-employed people to contribute to the national insurance scheme, he said SurePay is ready to offer NIS payments as a service. And in Jamaica, Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton says the recent health scare at Ocho Rios Primary School in St. Anne has highlighted the need for the implementation of a national school policy. 65 children were treated in hospital on Monday with various symptoms after consuming sweets laced with ganja purchased from a vendor. One child remains under observation at the hospital. Dr. Tufton said, based on feedback from public consultations on the green paper for a national school nutrition policy, there is overwhelming support. This just in, an American Airlines flight to Barbados has been diverted after a medical emergency on board. Starcom Network News understands a passenger fell ill on the flight that was to arrive in Barbados last night to leave on the return trip early this morning. The flight was diverted to San Juan, Puerto Rico. Some reports indicate that the passenger subsequently passed away. Passengers due to leave Barbados today on the AA flight have had their departure delayed. Recapping the headlines, the Barbados Bar Association calls for better facilities for attorney and client meetings at police stations. The Barbados Workers Union calls on hoteliers to improve working conditions for tourism workers, and Jamaica's health minister sees a need for a national school nutrition policy. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network is a member of the OCM Group. And you can listen to the latest news or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp Add Me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.